This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. More than 100 airline seats have been secured for Australian citizens attempting to flee Lebanon as Israel continues its bombardment and ground invasion. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says more flights are being scheduled for the coming days as efforts to evacuate Australians in Lebanon intensify following missile attacks on Israel by Iran. Concerns about those attempting to flee Lebanon are being exacerbated by multiple Israeli strikes near Lebanon's airport, which are forcing multiple airlines to divert flights. The National Children's Commissioner says Australia must abandon its tough approach to managing youth crime and instead start listening to evidence-based solutions to end disadvantages impacting young people. Speaking to the National Press Club in Canberra, Anne Hollands says Australia cannot continue with business as usual when it comes to youth crime. Data shows many children coming before the courts have faced serious disadvantage or abuse at home, with evidence showing intervention is needed far earlier to prevent offending. Ms. Hollands says there is an epidemic of unmet needs and argues the real culprits of youth crime are disadvantage, despair and desperation. Catholic leaders have gathered for a month-long summit at the Vatican. The meeting includes cardinals, bishops and lay people from more than 110 countries. Attendees will vote on a final text in late October that may suggest doctrinal changes. Advocates for women's right to priesthood say they hope the role of women in church governance is a central theme at the summit. And in sport, Alyssa Camplin-Warner has been named as Australia's first female Winter Olympic team chef de mission. She will take on the role for the 2026 Winter Games, which will be held in Italy. Camplin-Warner was Australia's first female Winter Olympics gold medalist, winning the aerial skiing title at the Salt Lake City Games in 2002. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.